These trucks have come from all over Argentina. They're waiting to unload pretty much everything. Food, clothes, shoes, medicines and toiletries.
Who do we sell to? It all goes to Bolivia. In the towns around here, people sometimes can't afford to buy, so we can't sell much in this area. Things are bad in the rest of Argentina, but thank God we're close to Bolivia and we sell every day.
An army of 700 or so porters, known as bagalleros, crosses the border every morning from Bolivia to deliver to waiting merchants. They're members of a well-organized cooperative, working with the authorities on both sides of the border. Storerooms like these used to be full of Argentine produce for sale in Bolivia. But now, because of the problems in the Argentine economy, it's the other way round, with Bolivians crossing the border in their thousands to buy everything that Argentina can supply. What can't be bought legally is, for a small price, transported through one of these 78 known clandestine crossing points. Dirt tracks and hidden paths on the long, almost impossible to police border. Not that anyone is really trying to.
The contraband that's now benefiting Argentine traders is not a priority. The priority is stopping drugs coming in. We can't fight the contraband, because if we did, the town would explode. We have got the benefit of social peace right now. Everyone's doing okay.
Much of the produce ends up in markets like this one in Yacuiba, 7 kilometres into Bolivia, where about 70% of its merchandise comes from Argentina, attracting shoppers from far and wide.
There is a lot more now than before because the dollar in Argentina is unstable, going down, then up. Sometimes you lose, but now we're winning because the Argentine peso is expensive, which lowers the price for us.
Inflation in Argentina in July alone hit 7.4%. The widely used dollar black market pays more than twice the official rate. The country's had 3 economy ministers in just a few weeks. Many are struggling, but not here.
We've got work, which is important in this country at the moment. However, we live from day to day. Things aren't as good right now as they were a month ago because of the constant rise and fall of prices. The dollar's up, the dollar's down, so it's hard to negotiate. You can't plan anything, but at least there's work.
It won't last. It can't last. It never does. Latin American economies are victims of boom and bust. Communities like this one ebb and flow, with decisions taken thousands of kilometres away. But for now, they're enjoying the good times, while they can. Daniel Schweimer, Al Jazeera, in Salvador Massa, on Argentina's border with Bolivia.